Before we pray, let's read some biblical verses for mutual encouragement. Please turn to Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Luke 4, verse 18. Brother Vuti, would you please read? Verse 18 and 19. Read out loud, please.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty to those who were oppressed. Verse 19. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
Amen. We all believe in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ came to this world to preach to the poor and give liberties to the captives. Brothers and sisters, a lot of young men are captive by their own desire, by quote-unquote love, according to your definition. Every time when we come to have a speech convocation or NYTS, I notice that a lot of souls are bounded, are captive by the desires. And the Lord says that He came to this world to liberty us from this kind of burden. Do you enjoy this kind of liberty yet? Let's try to examine our life processes. I think you heard this kind of processes for many, many times. When you grow up, it's natural that we enjoy opposite sex. We like to see girls. Boys like to see girls. Girls like to get together with boys. It is good, according to the Bible, because this is the creation of God. If we do not have that kind of feeling, then there is no marriage. If there is no marriage, then there is no children. If there is no children, then there is no people on the earth. Then if there is no people on the earth, then all the remaining people will be eaten by the animals in the ancient time. It is true. The Bible says that, even the Bible says that, you know, why God did not, you know, send people to destroy the Canaanites very beginning, because the people are very few, you know. One of them is the animals too many. People are few. If you read that verse, go back and re-examine that. So it's nature. It's nature that we have the feelings. You want to call it love. You want to call it desire. Depends on what is the motivation. Huh? And when people have this kind of feeling, what did you do? Usually there are two kinds of reaction. First kind is like, okay, I will hide it in my heart. Okay? I like a girl. It's hidden in my heart. I believe a lot of brothers and sisters, you know, have this kind of feeling. It's always in my heart. Well, I remember when I was in your age, I really enjoy... Pastor Liang is over here. I don't know if I should say that. Anyway, I have a schoolmate, right, who is 1 year older than me. Oh, she's so beautiful to me. You know, the hairs, the look, you know. And, you know, she looks so good. You know, she's number one in her class. And I like smart girl, too, you know. I liked me. Past tense. Yeah. You know, and I until nowadays, I do not know where is she. And, you know, at that time, she was in my house. She did not know about it. She took the same bus with me sometimes, and sometimes I would stay at the bus station, wait for her to come, right? And I would stand there, you know, just be there. I would be happy, you know. That kind of sweet is more sweeter than eating ice cream cone, right? But she never know. I never told her. And I guess this, like, a little tiny stories that happened in my past life. And that kind of feeling, you know, as time passed, it fell away. But usually people have that kind of feeling, and people hide it. as a Christian. Or even better, people cast out the devil in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, right? Second action that people have concerning when they are captive is that they will start to date. And when they date, you know that they are not going to be happy after that. And thus, they throw Jesus into the garbage can. Because you have already known how sweet Jesus is. So when you do wrong in the darkness, try to explore one another, you are not going to be happy. You always have guilt feelings. Oh. Even worse, you people commit fornications. That kind of pain is going to haunt you with all your life. That is how the young man is nowadays. Some people hide it. Some people did not even allow the thoughts come to their mind. Some people do some action about it. But guess what? We are all beloved children of God. When this kind of things comes to us, especially when you fall into temptation, a lot of time, God will try to remind us not to do it anymore. Do you remember the story of Balaam? Balaam, right? Balaam? Anybody remember the story? Balaam tried to curse Israelites, right? To gain some profit, right? Anybody recall the story? And what happened to him? He was riding on a donkey. Okay? And suddenly, the donkey saw the angels stopping at the highway, right? The big roads, right? That's assuming it was Balaam was riding on Highway 5, right? Suddenly, the donkey, what happened? Go away from Highway 5 into a field, right? Right. And then Balaam was very angry. You know, beat him. Oh, why did you do this to me? You know, this is big road. You don't want to take. You take the small road. And suddenly, the angels, what? Guarding at the vineyard. And there was barely a space that he can pass by, right? So the angel was guarding over there, maybe with his knife in his hand, right? In order to protect Balaam, what does the donkey do? Huh? Push against the wall, right? And his leg got hurt, right? And again, he hit a donkey, stupid donkey, maybe, huh? How can you do this to me? Huh? And then, there's no road that he can pass. The angel was so over there, right? What does matter with the donkey? No. He crushed himself first, right? How do you do it? Crush tiger, crush donkey, huh? Crouch donkey. This time, not tiger. And again, suddenly you know that the donkey opened the mouth. You know, why do you hit me? Am I not the one that I've been with you, you know, since I was, you were young, or I was young, something like that. And later on, angels, one Balaam. If it is not a donkey, your life will die long before that. So I know that when you fall into temptations, when you fall into the desires, a lot of time God will even use donkey to remind you if you are sensitive enough. God will use the podiums to remind you. God will use accidents to remind you. God will use all kinds of ways to make you return, even to hurt you. Open your eyes to say that if you do not hurt properly, I'm going to kill you. Probably you will be dead. You will become the son of hell if I do not stop you. This is how God loves us. Oh. But if we try to examine the processes. We know that the desire is a process. The Bible says that 失意怀胎就生出罪来，罪既长成就生出死来. So the desire conceived will become sin. As sin grows up, it becomes death. So there's a process, and God tried to stop us on the process before we hit the death spot. So according to the Bible, this is natural feeling, and this is natural process of growing. And some took wrong actions, like you start to date, this wrong action. Some took a better action, they hide themselves, or even do not let the thought remain in their heart for a moment. But But what does God, what does the Bible really teach us when we are falling into this kind of temptation? First of all, Jesus said, if you fall into temptation already, what does Jesus say? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18. This is some guts you got to show to the Lord. Let's read from 8 to 9. Can we have a tab? Please read out loud. What does it mean? If you fall into temptation already, Jesus is encouraging you, cut it right now. If your hand do something wrong, cut it. If your eye see something wrong, plug it. If your feet walk to some place which is wrong, cut it. It's better for you to have one eye, one leg, and one foot to go to heaven than going down to hell. What does it mean? You really cut our eyes, right? Then everybody sitting over here, everybody become cripples, right? Everybody like, I know everybody have mistakes hidden in their heart. It means that if we really are into the situation, you really got to do something right now. Just cut it from your heart. Do not allow that thing to continue bother you deep down in your heart. You know, it's going to be painful, but you got to cut it right now. You got to think about it. The process is, if you continue this kind of relationship, it's going to end up into hell. If you do not cut it, what's going on? You're going to end up into hell. So you better cut it right now. That's the suggestion from our Lord Jesus Christ. I share with you, long time ago, I want to share with you again, why the Lord wants to kill all the people in the Canaanites. 迦南七族, seven tribes. What does it mean, seven tribes, to me? To me, I interpret as 七情六欲, seven kinds of desires. Kill them all. Without mercy. If you mercy to your enemy, you are cruel to yourself. So you got to kill them all. That's why a lot of people, show their guts to do it. So how to cut? You know you want to cut, but how do you cut it? First of all, you got to be strong. You know it's going to hurt, but you got to be strong. The Bible says the spirit God given us is not a spirit of fear, but spirit of power. 不是 胆怯的心是刚强的心, by the power of God, of our Lord Jesus Christ, you can do that. Yes, you will be hurt. Yes, the other party may be hurt too. It is. But you should be brave. Have good courages. And then, and with good courages, then, now you got to, second step is that, again, how are you going to do it? How do we cut it? You truly have to repent in the presence of God. What is true repent? True repent is not only a feeling. I'm fearful. Whenever I come to NYDS, I hear this kind of truth. I'm very fearful. Fearful is not a repent. When who is that guy? Jonah was sailing on the boat. And when suddenly the storm comes, right? And those people in the same boat are very fearful. But in their fear, in the fearful feeling, do they really repent? No, everybody is worshiping their own God. So repent is not a feeling. It's also not a sorrowful feeling. I feel very sad, therefore I'm repent. I'm sorry, it is not too. Repent is not only merely a sad feeling. Lord, I'm sorry, I fall short of your grace. It's not good enough. Sorrow feeling, for example, when King Saul, right? Try to kill King David, right? And then King David cut piece of his clothing. And King David, at that time David was not a king. David talked to King Saul, you know, I spare your life, I love you so much. At that time, King Saul feel very sorrowful, right? He said, I'm sorry, you are a better person than me, you know, I did a wrong job. But did King Saul really repent? So repent is not only a sad feeling, sorrowful feeling. Repent is also not praying and worshiping God and come here to join NYTS. This is not repent too. Why? It is not repent by sitting here and worshiping God and kneeling down. Because if you read at the end of the book of Acts, there are a lot of Jews worshiping God with Paul. They are all studying Bible together, but later on, some of them did not, you know, some of them did not come to believe in Jesus Christ. So what is true repent? True repent is a big U-turn. Make a big U-turn. Have enough courage to make a big U-turn. If you are on the wrong airplane, I'm sorry. This airplane is to hell. This airplane, get down from this airplane. Took another airplane. If you have girlfriend or boyfriend right now, I'm sorry. Just cut it, stop it, get down on another track, because you know that this track leads you to something that you are going to regret in the future. It's big U-turn. It's to repent. But you are very weak. You know you want to make a U-turn, but you are very weak. What should you do? You want to do it. Your heart is willing. But you do not have power. What did you do? I think first of all, you got to build up a very good concept of life. The Bible says that if a person is able to control his heart, he is able, he's stronger than taking over a city. 自服己心的强如其城. Think about this. In the future, you are going to have a lot of challenge to face, okay? This is only one small prototype, one small portion of it. If you are able to win this battle, if you can be a decent person nowadays, I'm telling you, you are able to overcome this. You are able to overcome a lot of big stuff, big challenge in the future. If you fail right now, guess what? It's very likely you will fail in the future. This is only a small task that you can have according to your age. You are going to have a bigger task in the future. You got to have this kind of concept. Are you able to build yourself up right now at this point of time? If you can do it, you can do this in the future. This is a concept that maybe we should have. Second concept is that, you know, liking opposite sex is nothing wrong. We simply have to wait, because Bible says that everything have its season. You cannot get married, right? If you get married right now, what happened to your schoolwork, to your family member, to the church, to your career? Now, this is really simply too early for you to think about this. Simply too early for you to think about this. You know that when it comes to right time, everything will become very beautiful in your life. You're going to enjoy marriage life for sure. But you simply have to be patient, wait for the Lord. And you know that if you test it, your concept, you know that it's going to be very bad. Huh? There was a 18-year-old sister who did not listen to the parents and started to date. Be honest with you, I don't know if she already commit a mortal sin. Huh? And again, this kind of guilt feeling is always come back to bite a person. Guess what? Later on, she end up in a mental institution. I guess first of all, she caused a lot of trouble to the family because of rebelling, right? She insists to have her freedom, her darkness life, and the family was in chaos. One day she came home and tried to curse the family member, and the father really wanted to beat her up, but the father says to her, talk to her himself, he cannot do it, right? Because he would be put in jail. Therefore, the father hit the wall with his own fist. 2 days later, I noticed that her fist was like swollen, double size. Huh? And then she felt guilty, everything went wrong, went to a mental institute. We wanted to visit her, but we don't have chance. But one day, thank God, with God's wonderful arrangements, she came back to the church. And we are not ready. We do not know she's going to come on Wednesday night, you know? So one of the deaconesses with great love. She said, Brother, we should pray for her. But I said, I'm not ready. How can we pray for her? I know this is not an easy case, right? But I said, I don't care. We had to pray for her. So some of us pray together, pray for her, started the deaconesses. Notice that there was a serpent show up on the hair. And because we are not ready to cast off this kind of evil spirit, right? So the serpent was very arrogant, tried to attack everyone who prayed for her, who was around, who are praying for her, tried to attack everyone. And we ended that prayer section. And we talked to the deaconesses. I said, I'm sorry, to cast out demons, we got to prepare, right? But this deacon, with great love, said, I don't care. We simply had to pray again. Yeah. And we says, okay, if you have that kind of faith, let's do it again. Second time, you notice that the serpent camouflage itself into the hair. And we notice that Friday is going to come over, and everybody prepared, and later on, the serpent was gone. And before we do that, we also counsel her. Tell her, what is the purpose of life? Tell her what God requires from you. Tell her that it is not only your desire. When everybody opens his desires to Satan, Satan will capture it and occupy your heart. And then, you know, that's why you end up in mental institute. Right? We explained to her. Of course, Friday when she came over, she had more understanding. And thank God, with more preparation of the deaconesses, we are able to do a good job. The serpent is gone, huh? So what I'm trying to tell you that is that you got to convince yourself the blessing will be there for those who wait for the right time to come. The bad consequences will be there waiting for those who choose to follow his own desire. And the Lord promises that he will liberty to the captive, meaning that, you know, we shall have the freedom to overcome. We shall have the freedom. We shall have the power to get rid of this kind of captivity because we are empowered. So not only we build up the right concept, you know, we know that we have power come from the Lord. That is God promised to give to us. When Jesus have crosses to bear, crosses to carry, huh? Bitter cups to drink. Jesus feel like it is so difficult for him to, you know, to get rid of it. How did he overcome it? He prayed once, he prayed twice, he prayed three times. Later on, angel come down and help him. Then he was able to overcome it. Today, you feel like you are very weak, you don't know what to do, but Jesus promised you that you shall have liberty by doing what? By keep praying once, twice, and the third time until the angel come down to strengthen you, to give you power, saying that, yeah, it's a bitter cup. Yeah, to bear this cross is very, even though it's very difficult, it's bitter. But I can do it because now I am not alone. Again, the previous section said, it is God enable me so that I have power. It is God who give me love. It is God who give me faith. Therefore, I have power to overcome temptations. And then, it will become a very burdenless stuff because you build up your right concept already and you know that you have power to overcome it. But guess what? To those who are still on the right track, we got to remember one thing. Once you enter into temptation, it's going to be a struggle for sure. Your prayer, your heart may be broken for many times. Your prayer may be double or triple than the ordinary person, ordinary believers. So why do you want to go astray? Why do you want to choose the wrong track? So I hope that, we all hope that after we come here, we have a new heart. We all can be transformed. Life is not only with this kind of boy and girlfriend stuff, you know. We have great missions for us to carry. We have great jobs God entrusts us to do. if you become very weak because of this trap set by Satan, then you know Satan will be laughing over there. Your life will lose a lot of your youth under there. But guess what? Our Lord will feel very sorrow for you. He will think about, hey, these are all my soldiers. But guess what they are doing right now? Everybody's so weak. Look at my kingdom. Nobody's fighting for me. Oh, so think about this. Hopefully, God can give you understanding, good concept, and good choice. Everybody can gain power from the Lord. When Jesus prayed in Mountain of Gethsemane, three disciples were praying over here. Jesus prayed one stone. One. The Bible says that what? One throwing stone's distance? Right? How do you say it? One. The distance to cast one stone, right? I noticed that a lot of you do not like to go to the front to pray. What does it mean going to the front to pray? Just like Jesus going forward a distance of a stone away. Huh? It shows your heart. It shows that you want to be more concentrated. And I really feel like if you pray down there or up there, you are more powerless. A lot of people pray over here. I do feel the power over here. You can be more concentrated over here. So I hope that whenever, you know, try to come to the front, that is only to show your determination. God is everywhere, of course, but you got to show your determination to the Lord. Huh? And also notice that some of you who do not have Holy Spirit yet, in Taiwan, NYTS, they don't accept any applicants without Holy Spirit to join NYTS. Because NYTS is indeed a place to train the pillars of the Lord. So this is a very good opportunity for you to receive Holy Spirit. You know that? I really thank God in previous NYTS experiences, all people pray for one another. You know? Nobody is left out. They all grab those who do not have Holy Spirit to come to the chapel and pray together. And a lot of them receive Holy Spirit simply by the love of brothers and sisters. But I do not see this kind of spirit over here yet. Yet in this NYTS. As long as you show your heart when God's time comes, don't worry about receiving it. You just pray, do your job. The Lord will see your heart and give it to you according to His time schedule. But do you do your job yet? Other people too. Do you do your job to pray for those who do not have Holy Spirit? Or to pray for those who are still weak over here? It is our job. It is our job together. Oh. So let's now kneel down and pray together. May our Lord guide our NYTS. Huh?